So if he was going to go to trial, I think we're in a situation here that he would have gotten up and done what he said he was going to do and cross-examine and punch holes in the story. And now what's out there is out there. He's punched no holes in anyone's story except what he's done through the media, and I don't think that's been much.
Are you disappointed as his attorney?
I'm not disappointed. It's a young teenager who's going to have to get up and appear in front of hundreds of people, and if he doesn't have to do that and we're moving ahead, I'm not at all disappointed. I think it's good for my client.
Are you expecting us to move towards some sort of plea agreement because they waived the hearing?
I believe so. I think that's the only explanation for what's going on here, that if really Joe Amendola was going to take this case to trial, as he said all along, he would have taken this opportunity to find out what these witnesses were going to say, to see who was strong, who was weak, to see where he could punch holes in testimony. He did none of that. And the only thing that points to, as far as I'm concerned, is that they're going to throw in the towel.